From the war in Bosnia, two high-level warrants remain outstanding. Two Bosnian Serb leaders indicted for war crimes are still free, Ratko Mladic and Radovan Karadzic. General Mladic ran the army. Karadzic was the Bosnian Serb political leader. Now the Bosnian Serb parliament has passed a law that could lead to the capture of Mladic and Karadzic. Carlotta Gall of the New York Times joins us in Belgrade. Ms. Gall, explain what happened, and do you think it is a serious attempt now by the Bosnian Serb parliament to allow the arrest of these two men?
I think it's significant that finally they've passed a law. There's been a lot of pressure on them to pass it, and a majority voted it through yesterday. But as the Hague Tribunal officials say themselves, we have to wait and see now if they're going to act on it, because for the last 6 years since the end of the war, they've been protecting these guys. We know that certainly Karadzic lives in the Serb part of Bosnia and lives on in hiding, but protected by his own people. Mladic, we think, is more or has been more often in Serbia, but he has the same protection from fellow officers in the Yugoslav army. So now it's open for the police in Bosnia to actually arrest these men, but whether they'll get an order from the government and whether they'll act on it, we'll have to see.
You have had, in the years since the war, the very perplexing portrait of NATO peacekeeping forces who have been legally able to arrest the two men, taking a very standoffish posture.
That's definitely pretty shameful, especially when you see now the big hunt to look for Osama bin Laden and his network. We've had tens of thousands of troops in Bosnia since the end of the war, and they're allowed to arrest these men, but they haven't necessarily been actually ordered. And there's a strong feeling that particularly American troops have avoided pushing this too much so that they can avoid any casualties or causing major unrest in the country among the supporters of these men. So they have delivered quite a lot of fugitives to The Hague, but the two biggest men who were the most responsible for the war crimes still remain at large, and NATO troops are still driving around.
Well, could a scenario be that the Bosnian Serb police would help the NATO forces in finding, giving them some intelligence to find them?
I think the cooperation is all at on the surface. The Bosnian Serb police, didn't even want NATO troops to come in, and I think NATO would like them to do the job, and this law now makes it the job of the police. They have to arrest these men if they find them, but I'm still very doubtful that the Bosnian Serb police force will actually move against these men, who were, of course, their former leaders.
Although it was always said that there was no way that Slobodan Milosevic was going to be sent to The Hague, and no way the Serbian people would stand for that, and here we see it.
Absolutely. I think it took a very brave move, though, by the Prime Minister Zoran Djindjic, and it took enormous pressure. I mean, Carla Del Ponte, the prosecutor of the Hague Tribunal, will tell you that they never move unless there's very strong pressure, and that pressure was a donor conference where they were expecting to, or hoping to raise billions of dollars to help finance the reconstruction and reform of the country. And I think Djindjic knew if he didn't deliver someone, he wouldn't get the money he desperately needs to run the country.
And what would be the case in the Serb part of Bosnia should their former leaders be sent away?
Well, I think people now say that if Karadzic was arrested, there might not be very much. You know, his popularity has perhaps waned. But Mladic, the general, they still say has enormous charisma and popularity. And there's even a feeling that it's actually the army officers who are protecting him now. So there are a lot of people who feel that that would be a very difficult move to get him.
Ms. Gall, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Carlotta Gall of the New York Times talking with us from Belgrade.